see number 31 in bats.
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, we was very excited to have him back a little bit to see what he can do. I think he brings another good part of our defense, so we're glad to have him back.
What's it been like working with Champ Bailey? Obviously, that veteran presence and been around a long time.
You know, Champ is one of the future Hall of Famers. He knows the game very well, and we're just trying to pick his brain as much as we can. And we enjoy having him out there, and he's doing a great job so far in camp.
You guys played so much three safety last year, and I guess I'm assuming you guys are going to be doing the same thing. You out there, Jairus, and now Kenny. I mean, how quickly do you think Jairus can get acclimated with it? Because you and Kenny know, you know, what's going on and played together. How quickly do you think you guys can get acclimated together?
You know, well, I think he's a smart player, and I don't think it'll take too much of his time. He's in the meeting room. He's studying. You know, he's asking me and Kenny questions. And I think, you know, once he gets out there, I think he's just going to hit the ground running. So we're excited.
How much did it mean to you? I mean, obviously, Bird and Carl get the headlines, but the fact that they didn't let you go to Atlanta to show you that you are such an integral part of this defense.
Well, you know, I think that just shows, you know, how they plan to use me in a role this year. And like I said, you know, with Atlanta matching the deal, or I mean the Saints matching the deal, and Atlanta offering me a contract, you know, that's past tense. You know, we're focused on winning, and I'm excited to see, you know, this game won going against the Falcons.
How much better do you feel you are as a player, as a deep safety, and as a playmaker?
10 times better. You know, second year in Rob's scheme, more assertive. You know, I know what I'm doing. I know my job, and I'm not as passive as I was last year. So I'm more aggressive, more vocal, and just more confident.
And Raphael, speaking of being more vocal, I heard you, I guess, a few practices ago, and you were in front of all DBs getting them pumped up. No deep balls today. Is that something y'all say to one another in the meeting rooms and emphasize making the offense earn their yards and not giving up those long plays?
Definitely. If you give up deep balls in this league, you're going to lose games. You know, so we try to keep everything in front of us and make plays and create turnovers. You know, that's our biggest aspect, creating turnovers and making sure no balls go over our heads.
That competitiveness against receivers, you can see that as well, especially not only a 7-on-7 individual, but team drills.
I just think we're a competitive group, period, and we're going to compete even against each other. And so, you know, when we get go against guys like our receivers, we're definitely going to compete, and we want to beat them every time.
Question. How nice is it to have a pair of middle linebackers like Curtis and David in the middle really cleaning a lot up before you guys have to get to the point of attack?
Two headhunters. You know, Curtis is, you know, our leader on defense. And, you know, Dave Hawthorne, he's one of our other leaders on defense. You know, those guys, they're very smart players. And they understand the game well. So they make it a lot easier for us in the back end.